Biden's billions, top 45 spending items in Joe Biden's $2.5 trillion infrastructure bill. By Charlie Spiering on March 31, 2021. The White House released a fact sheet of President Joe Biden's proposed $2.5 trillion infrastructure bill on Wednesday, detailing his multi-billion dollar spending priorities. Here are some of the top 45 spending proposals. $400 billion toward expanding access to quality, affordable home or community-based care for aging relatives and people with disabilities. $213 billion to produce, preserve, and retrofit more than 2 million affordable and sustainable places to live. $174 billion to win the electric vehicle market. $115 billion to modernize the bridges, highways, roads, and main streets that are in most critical need of repair. $111 billion to replace 100% of the nation's lead pipes and service lines. $100 billion to upgrade and build new public schools. $100 billion to build high-speed broadband infrastructure to reach 100% coverage. $100 billion to build a more resilient electric transmission system. $85 billion to modernize existing transit and help agencies expand their systems to meet rider demand. $80 billion to address Amtrak's repair backlog, modernize the high-traffic Northeast Corridor, improve existing corridors and connect new city pairs. $56 billion in grants and low-cost flexible loans to states, tribes, territories, and disadvantaged communities across the country. $50 billion in dedicated investments to improve infrastructure resilience. $50 billion in the National Science Foundation, NSF, creating a technology directorate that will collaborate with and build on existing programs across the government. $50 billion to create a new office at the Department of Commerce dedicated to monitoring domestic industrial capacity. $50 billion in semiconductor manufacturing and research. $48 billion in American workforce development infrastructure and worker protection. $46 billion investment in federal buying power. $45 billion in the Environmental Protection Agency's Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and in Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act, WIIN, grants. $40 billion in upgrading research infrastructure and laboratories across the country. $40 billion investment in a new dislocated workers program and sector-based training. $40 billion to improve the infrastructure of the public housing system in America. $31 billion in programs that give small businesses access to credit, venture capital, and R&D dollars. $30 billion in additional funding for R&D that spurs innovation and job creation, including in rural areas. $30 billion over 4 years to create U.S. jobs and prevent the severe job losses caused by pandemics. $27 billion Clean Energy and Sustainability Accelerator to mobilize private investment into distributed energy resources, retrofits of residential, commercial and municipal buildings, and clean transportation. $25 billion in airports. $25 billion for a dedicated fund to support ambitious projects that have tangible benefits to the regional or national economy. $25 billion to help upgrade child care facilities and increase the supply of child care. $20 billion in regional innovation hubs and a community revitalization fund. $20 billion worth of Neighborhood Homes Investment Act tax credits over the next 5 years. $20 billion to improve road safety for all users, including increases to existing safety programs and a new Safe Streets for All program. $20 billion for a program that will reconnect neighborhoods cut off by historic investments and ensure new projects increase opportunity, advance racial equity and environmental justice, and promote affordable access. $18 billion for the modernization of Veterans Affairs hospitals and clinics. $16 billion plugging oil and gas wells and restoring and reclaiming abandoned coal, hard rock, and uranium mines. $17 billion in inland waterways, coastal ports, land ports of entry, and ferries. $14 billion in National Institute of Standards and Technology to bring together industry, academia, and government to advance technologies and capabilities critical to future competitiveness. $12 billion investment target funding to ensure new jobs created in clean energy, manufacturing, and infrastructure are open and accessible to women and people of color. $12 billion investment in community college facilities and technology. $10 billion investment in enforcement to ensure employers are providing workers with good jobs, including jobs with fair and equal pay, safe and healthy workplaces, and workplaces free from racial, gender, and other forms of discrimination and harassment. $10 billion in funding to monitor and remediate PFAS, PFOA and polyfluoroalkyl substances, in drinking water and to invest in rural small water systems and household well and wastewater systems, including drainage fields. $10 billion investment for civilian climate corps. $10 billion in the modernization, sustainability, and resilience of federal buildings. $5 billion increase in funding for other climate-focused research. $5 billion for a new rural partnership program to help rural regions, including tribal nations. $5 billion over 8 years in support of evidence-based community violence prevention programs.